Michael Addison's defense team is asking the court to vacate his death sentence and grant him a new trial, arguing the jury was tainted by media coverage. He would be the first person executed in New Hampshire since 1939. UNH School of Law professor Buzz Scher says it's the first test of the state's death penalty law, but the decision won't mark the end of the case.
Even if the conviction is upheld in every regard, there's still a rather significant litigation remaining before any final resolution of this case occurs.
Should he lose, Addison could appeal in U.S. District Court in Concord or directly to the U.S. Supreme Court. The ruling comes as lawmakers will likely consider repealing the state's death penalty law next year. Governor Maggie Hassan does not support the death penalty, but has said she would not commute Addison's sentence. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.